Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission says President Uhuru Kenyatta has been re-elected. The commission says 98% of Kenyans who marked ballots in the presidential election last week voted for Kenyatta. He received 7.4 million votes. 6 weeks ago, Kenya's Supreme Court canceled Kenyatta's victory in elections held in August. The court ruled that the commission did not follow the constitution and law. It ordered a new vote. About 80% of registered voters marked ballots in the August elections, but only 38% voted last Thursday. Opposition leader Raila Odinga withdrew as a presidential candidate about a month ago. He said the commission was not ready for a repeat vote, and he urged his supporters not to vote in the election. Odinga comes from Kisumu in western Kenya. Many people there support him. Eric Otieno says he cannot accept the result of the repeat election.
I'm just seeing disaster in this country because you cannot tell anyone that way forward we have had elections and so we have a president. To me, we don't have a validly elected president. Recognizing Uhuru as a president, my president, no way.
Many people in the area where Kenyatta was born and in the Rift Valley voted for the governing Jubilee Party. The Rift Valley is home to Deputy President William Ruto. The Electoral Commission canceled the vote in four counties for security reasons. The four are Kisumu, Homa Bay, Siaya, and Migori. Opposition supporters have been protesting in some parts of the country. They are calling for electoral reforms. Some political observers question the legitimacy of the latest election because 12 million registered voters did not mark ballots. Kamisa Kamara is one such expert. She works for Partners Global, an organization that works for peaceful and democratic change.
Odinga did boycott the election as well as most of his supporters. So only one third of registered voters actually went to vote in the rerun. So I think that will pose a great question and a great challenge for the legitimacy of President Uhuru Kenyatta.
On Tuesday, Odinga made his first public comments since Kenyatta was declared the winner. He described the vote last week as a sham election that must not be allowed to stand. Odinga announced the creation of what he called a People's Assembly, through which the opposition would exercise the solemn duty of restoring democracy, constitutionalism, and the rule of law. Chris Hennemeyer follows politics in Africa. He says Kenyatta will have to change the way he talks about his victory if he is to be able to govern his divided country.
Now it's up to him to decide whether he wants to sound like a conciliatory leader who's attempting to bring Kenyans together, or whether that's not the road he chooses to go on. And from his initial remarks today, it does not sound like he's willing to speak to Raila to try and find some common ground and to move the country forward.
Chris Hennemeyer says he does not believe the election will stop Kenya from playing an important role in East Africa.
He understands that business must go on. So I don't see Kenya turning into any kind of failed state or dysfunctional country.
John Tomaszewski is with the International Republican Institute, an organization that works to spread democracy. He was in Kenya during the elections. He says this has been a difficult time for the country.
We've seen a very tough election cycle, and I think what's happened today is just one more step in a process that won't end today. I think while the Jubilee government would like to move on, the NASA coalition is dug in, and I think we'll continue to see more and more of this discussion in the weeks ahead.
Kenyan business and religious leaders have called for calm. At least 9 people have died from election-related violence since Thursday. I'm Ann Ball.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.